happened was whenever Adam and Eve knew that they had sinned, they tried to do something to cover up their sin and hide it from God. You know what they did, Sam?
Put leaves on them. Put leaves on them.
Right. They tried to cover themselves with fig leaves. Did God accept that?
No.
No, he didn't. So what did he do instead? What did he do instead?
Made them coats of deer's skin hide coat.
That's right, out of animal skins. And do you know why he used animal skins instead of fig leaves? Anybody?
I don't know.
Okay, that's a good try. You was almost there. Okay? Anybody else? Alyssa?
Because they sinned and animals is not clean.
Oh, animals aren't clean. And whenever we sin, it makes us where we're not clean anymore, doesn't it? So we're not clean because we have sinful nature. And we're not clean because we sin. So both things makes us unclean. And that brings me to another idea here. See if I can get some helpers. Anybody want to help me? Tony? And Luke, come here. And I need one more. Okay. All right. Okay. I need somebody to hold this one. And I need somebody to hold. Let's let Luke hold that one. You got clean hands? Are you clean? Have you been cleansed? Okay. Let me see your water bottle. Okay. And we got one more. Okay. Whoops. That's not the right one. Do you have two? Yeah, you have two. Okay. There we go. Let me see. Okay, you have to be in over here. Okay, and you be right here. Okay, can you stand on the bench for me right here, all of y'all? Yep, you too, and you too, and you too. All of y'all stand on the bench. Get in the spotlight. All right. Okay, so we said that sin makes us unclean, and we said that our sinful nature makes us even more unclean. So first of all, our sinful nature makes us dirty. We're unclean. And that's why Adam and Eve felt so bad when they sinned. They knew something wasn't right and made them unclean. It destroyed that harmony that they enjoyed with God. And so then after they had sinful flesh, and then they committed sin, now they're even dirtier, because both of those things makes us even dirtier. And so then they needed something to cover their sin, right? So they sewed the fig leaves together, and God didn't accept that because it had to be an animal skin. And why did it have to be an animal skin? Because they sinned, that's right. Satan?
And because it wasn't clean.
Right. I think I heard that one too.
Because it had to be bloodshed, like.
Exactly. So that's right. There had to be bloodshed because God made the wages of sin to be death. And the life is in the blood. So there had to be bloodshed, right? Everybody understand that principle? Pretty simple. So it, whenever they sacrificed an animal, they had to admit that they had sinned. They acknowledged their sin. They admitted that it was wrong. And then they would slay the animal and show that they acknowledged that that's what was due to them for their sin. They should die because they sinned, right? But instead of them dying, God provided the animal sacrifice that they could do. And we're told that the blood of bulls and goats couldn't take away sin. So what did it do? What did the sacrifices of the animals do? Anybody know? That's a pretty tough one, isn't it?
Forgiveness.
Well, and eventually did. It might have to go to these older Sunday school scholars for that one. Anybody know? Okay. Cameron?
Covered up sin.
Right. It covered up their sin. That's true. Okay, so all right, so they whenever they did do the animal sacrifices, it taught them what Jesus would do whenever he came and sacrificed himself. So the Bible tells us it was a schoolmaster to bring them to Christ. That's what the law of Moses did. It was a schoolmaster to bring them to Christ. It taught the people that sin was wrong, that they were worthy of death because of sin, and that Christ would be that perfect sacrifice. So Christ is our covering, and this is the perfect covering. See how white and clean it is. Christ is our covering for our sins. So whenever we grow up and we learn the truth, God has provided a way for us to be covered by Christ. Anybody know what that is?
Being baptized.
Right, right. What do you have to do before you're baptized?
Learn the truth.
That's exactly right. So whenever we learn the truth of God's Word that's found in the Bible, then we're in a position to be baptized. So whenever we're baptized, what does it do to us? What does it do for us? Anybody? Say again?
We listen to God.
That's right. We listen to God and we obey His voice, don't we, when we're baptized. Very good. What else does it do for us? Tiffany? Or get to you over there.
Washes away your sins.
That's exactly what I was wanting to hear. It washes away our sins. And so all the sins that we have committed in all our life before we're baptized are washed away. So are we clean at that point, or are we still dirty? We have all our sins washed away. We have Jesus as our covering. What else, Jenna?
Dirty.
We're still dirty because we have sinful flesh. It's like this here shows. Our sinful flesh makes us dirty too. But we've come a long ways in the right direction whenever we learn the truth and get baptized and all our past sins are washed away. But there's still a problem. Can we live the rest of our life without sinning? No, we can't. And so how do we get forgiveness after we get baptized? Shane?
You pray.
Exactly. We pray. And whenever we pray, we ask God to forgive us for Christ's sake. Because Christ died for us on the cross. Right? And so God is good to forgive us if our heart is right and sincere. Then God forgives our sins. So whenever He forgives our sins, then they're passed away. So how are we supposed to get rid of our sinful flesh, our sinful nature? Does anyone know how that will take place or when it will take place? That's right. Whenever God forgives us, then our sins are gone. But what about our sinful nature? When Christ comes in the kingdom, that's right, what will happen? We will be made clean. You remember when He'll come and He'll resurrect the dead and He'll have the judgment? And at the judgment seat, what will happen?
I was going to say who.
Oh, Tim. I didn't see you back there, Tim. You was hiding. Okay. Whenever Christ returns, what will take place so that he will take away our sinful nature, our sinful bodies?
Well, it's when he forgives us. He loves to forgive us.
Yeah, he forgives us. And what does he do to our bodies? Because we still have sinful flesh.
He'll give us his power. We'll be immortal in the kingdom.
Exactly. We'll change our mortal bodies to be immortal and our corruptible bodies to incorruptible. So we'll be spirit nature. God is made of spirit nature, right? So we will be of spirit nature. And if you're made of spirit nature, can you sin anymore?
I can't hear y'all.
No. Can you die anymore?
No.
All right. Well, I thank y'all for y'all's time, and hopefully you learned something. I sure enjoyed working with you guys. And good luck with y'all's presentations.